across Ontario, static on the stereo and swimming in the lake. Old woman bay, traveling with some stuff I left when I was a kid. Mr. Bear in the wooden box I hid, full of broken gadgets that mean nothing now. The only thing I'll keep are the letters and the photographs. In 2 days it's my birthday and I'll be 33. That doesn't really matter next to eternity. But I like a double number and I like an odd one too. And everything I see from now on will be something new.
You're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at kaxe.org. My name's Brandon Chase. I'm your volunteer host this evening for Green Cheese. Give you a quick rundown on the weather. It's beautiful, 75 degrees. There's a few clouds this evening. Mostly clear overnight, low of 55. Tomorrow looks like a high of about 77. Should be pretty nice and sunny in the morning and getting a little bit cloudy in the afternoon, low of 56.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon, full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? But old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Yeah, it's time to pull those brats off the grill. I think they're done. Tell the kids to gather around. It's time for green cheese. Happens every Saturday night right here on Northern Community Radio. We're live in Bemidji tonight. Skies are beautiful. It's a glorious evening. Get your dialing fingers ready. 218-326-1234 is the number to participate.
Every night when the sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memories of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man's moon, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
That's right. It ain't nothing but old green cheese. In 1902, Ronald Ross won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering the cause of what disease? Which fast food company sold a hamburger-scented perfume in Japan called Flame Grilled Fragrance on April 1st, 2015? 218-326-1234 is the number here. Who's the host of Food Network's show Cutthroat Kitchen, which enables contestants to sabotage their opponents for a price? Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, missed him. Missed him. All righty then. Let's see here. Which former Iron Curtain country ran a secret ministry for state security called the Stasi? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Howdy, this is Tommy from Grand...
Yeah, you're there. Hell, oh, he hung up on me. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon, Simon the Lakes here.
Hi, Simon.
Well, good evening to you. Well, we know a couple here, but we'll go with the first one. Ronald Ross, he worked on malaria, I believe.
Yes, malaria. That's what I have. You betcha.
All right. All right. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to the show as always. Shout out to everyone.
Good deal. Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Nancy calling.
Hi, Nancy, queen of green cheese. Short-lived.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to have to stage a coup or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, is Burger King the one that had perfume?
Yes, Burger King.
I know they had the flame-grilled stuff, so... That's how I figured that one out.
You probably just have to walk in there and have lunch or something and come back out. You'll smell like a hamburger anyway.
Yeah, right. Okay. I want to shout out to King Ed from Cedar Island Lake, the Prince of Cedar Island Lake, the consort. And I understand we now have a princess of Cedar Island Lake.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And Calamity Jane and the Dip in the Road.
Okie dokie, then.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, then. How many players are on a polo team? And what was the first Rolling Stones album that Ron Wood played on? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening. Calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade.
Awesome.
The Stasi were the East German secret police.
Exactly.
And when I was in high school and taking German, we were about as afraid of the Stasi as anybody who, we knew all about them.
Fair enough. Well, good job. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Shout out to the Abandoned Luncheonette. And our new friends, Craig and Wright.
Well, there you go.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, good evening to you. We have a couple answers for the ones tonight so far. I'll go with the Cutthroat Kitchen. Would that be Alton Brown?
Alton Brown. You betcha.
Beautiful. This is John in Sudbury, Ontario.
All righty, then.
Giving a shout-out to all the regular folks and the new people. If you're listening for the first time, it's pretty fun, so stick around.
Right on. Thanks for the plug,
John. Thanks for a good
show,
and we'll try and get some more.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're up. Turn your radio down a little bit.
Sorry. Okay, I'll turn it down. Hey, I'm listening with my brothers. We've been driving back from our cabin up north on a big pork, but we've really enjoyed it so far.
Awesome. Do you have an answer for a question or?
Was it water polo?
Yeah. How many players are on a polo team?
Oh, I am not sure. I'm going to go 55.
Oh. Nope, not quite that many.
No, that's not it.
Not quite.
Right. Good. Well, I gave it my best shot.
Right on, right on. Drive safe there, fellas.
All right, I will. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Brandon's Time the Lakes again. Nobody, did anybody guess? Somebody was guessing the water, the
no.
polo team, right? Anyway, I believe it's four.
It is four. Yes.
Yes. Very yeah. good. Thank
All
you,
right.
sir.
Good job. Thanks, Simon.
Yep. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye. All right. What U.S. slave sued for his freedom in 1846 only to lose the battle when the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 against him? And when a canoeist is paddling solo, does he sit in the bow or the stern of the boat? Which Western Canadian National Park was established in 1885 and is the oldest national park in Canada? 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, did you get the question for the first Rolling Stones album that Ronnie Wood was on?
I did not.
I'm going to take a shot at this. Was it Black and Blue?
It was Black and Blue. Good job.
Thank you.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
From the Breezeway in Virginia.
The Breezeway. All right. Good job. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
You betcha. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, hi there. I think I have an answer to the canoeist in the bow or stern.
Yes.
I think it's in the stern.
Typically, you would be in the stern, right?
Wonderful. Just a shout out here to the pickle lifters over on Bass Lake.
Where are you calling from?
In the Schmitz next door. Bass Lake.
Callers from Bass Lake. Gotcha. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my gosh. Where are all the people tonight? I'm getting in so fast. I'm calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade again to say that that guy who sued for his freedom and finally lost was Dred Scott.
Dred Scott. You betcha.
Yeah, he was at Fort Snelling.
Yep.
Well, thanks for hosting tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. You betcha. Bye-bye. All righty then. Let's see here. One more on this one. What was the real name of Babyface, a notorious 1930s bank robber who was given the nickname due to his youthful appearance? Let's see here. Here's a list that I came across. It's entitled 20th Century History, and I'm going to give you some clues, and I want you to tell me what year it is. Okay? Here's the first one. All persons born in Puerto Rico since January 13th of this year are declared U.S. citizens by birth through U.S. federal law. Okay? That's the first clue. And I want you to tell me what year it is. Here's the second clue. Germany invades Yugoslavia and Greece. What's the year? And there's one more clue if we don't get to it. So, and then I have some leftover questions. What 1999 film starring George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg was about a gold heist during the 1991 Iraq uprising following the Persian Gulf War? And one more on this one. What 1993 historical drama is about a German businessman played by Liam Neeson who saved the lives of more than 1,000 Polish Jewish refugees by employing them in his factories during World War II? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Yes, you're up.
Good evening.
Good
this
evening.
Is Mitch from Brainerd.
Hi, Mitch from Brainerd.
I think everybody's answered my questions. I'm trying to listen while I'm in the thing, and it didn't work out too hot.
That's all right.
Anyway,
at least you hung in there to say hi. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, Yeah, it's good to hear yours too, and I hope you have a good time tonight, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Mitch.
Okay, I should give a shout out to Merle and Luden.
There you go. Haven't heard Luden
Thank
for
you,
a
sir.
While. All right, bye, Mitch.
See you later.
Well, blast from the past. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Can I answer a question?
Absolutely.
Why, thank you. The slave who sued for his freedom and lost before the Supreme Court was Dred Scott.
That's right, yep.
And, yes.
Yeah. Go for it. You got another one?
I'll let someone else get the other.
Okay.
Can I give a shout-out to the Franks and the Jensens up on Turtle Lake?
There you go. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from East Smith Lake.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling.
Right on. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey. Hi, Brandon. I'm going to try to answer the question about the film about the Polish-German refugees.
Yes, yes.
Was that Schindler's List?
It was Schindler's List, exactly.
Yay! Do you mind if I try one more?
And go for it.
Quickly, I guess.
Go for it. So only if you're calling from Hawaii.
I am. So the oldest national park in Canada, is that Banff?
It is Banff.
This is our lucky night. I'm real excited. So this is Danger Camp Oahu, and we are very fortunate to have our niece from Aiken with us tonight, although she is still part of Danger Camp Oahu.
Right. Awesome.
And yeah. And so, great show. Super excited to be playing tonight.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see here. we got that one in there. Okay. Who played the part of U.S. Army Ranger Morris Schaefer in the 1968 World War II action film Where Eagles Dare? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Brandon. Sam the Lakes again. Well, I called to answer Banff National Park, but you allowed somebody to get two answers. So. Anyway, no biggie at all. I'm glad Danger Camp Oahu got that. So anyway, but I do have another answer in reserve here, and that is the year you are talking about, I think, is 1941.
Yes, 1941. You're correct.
Yes, indeed. I wasn't sure about the Puerto Rico thing, but I know for sure that's when Germany invaded Greece and Yugoslavia.
Yeah, and the last clue was Orson Welles' film Citizen Kane premiered in New York City.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
All right, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
Good night. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello, Brandon. This is the Fool in the Woods calling from Sissy Bockwet, and I had Schindler's List, and I had Banff, and I had Dred Scott, but those all got taken, so all I will do is say to you, may the fourth be with you, and thanks for doing the show.
You betcha. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All righty then. Let's see here. What did I have? All righty. So I'll give you some clues to another year. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of clues. You tell me what the year is. U2 releases their studio album, The Joshua Tree. The Simpsons cartoon first appears as a series of shorts on the Tracy Ullman Show. What's the year? 218-326-1234. What former Maxwell House spokesman and star of Fantasy Island played the part of Khan in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Babyface Nelson was, his real name was George Nelson, also Lester Gillis.
Oh, crap, where did I go with that? George Nelson is what I had.
Yes, but his real name was Lester Gillis.
Lester Gillis. Huh, interesting. Like G-I-L-L-E-S?
Yes.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm.
All right, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. Did you get an answer for that Matt Wahlberg and George Clooney movie?
I did not.
Is it Five Kings?
Oh, it's not Five Kings.
Okay, oh. I'll try that later.
Oh, you're so close. Where are you calling from?
This is PJ from Hickory Lake.
PJ, Hickory Lake. Where's Hickory Lake?
It's just north of Garrison and south of Aiken on 169.
Oh, interesting. I haven't heard. There must not be very many Hickory Lakes in Minnesota, because that's the first time I heard of one.
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks, PJ.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so, well, gee whiz, it's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji. Huff's congregation strives to build bridges with the community and welcomes all to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. All righty then. I have one more on these movies. What 2016 biographical war drama was about the World War II experiences of Desmond Doss, a medic who refused to carry or use firearms or weapons of any kind? What was the name of that movie? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon, Julie here in Meadowlands and downtown Meadowlands.
Hi, Julie in downtown Meadowlands.
And Brandon, I am so happy that you abided by the no clues, because everybody took every single one of mine, and that's okay, because that's what happened.
That's right.
But Three Kings, and it's one of the best movies you should ever watch. Oh, my goodness.
Right on. Good job.
Have you seen it, Brandon?
I have not.
Oh, Brandon.
I lead a very sheltered life, Julie.
No, you don't. You watch a lot of stuff that I don't watch. And, hey, I just want to say that Canyon is listening, and they are thrilled to have their names on the air.
Awesome.
Yeah, Oscar. And also, the picnic, you'll talk about that. I'm going to go because everybody's waiting, and everybody's saying, shut up, Julie.
Right on.
Bye.
Thanks, Julie. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Did you get the East German Stasi?
I did.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know. It happened really quickly. That's all right. What, do you got anything else?
Yeah, was John Wayne what you were looking for that movie?
No, not John Wayne.
Hmm. All right, well, the king is wrong, and the king is embarrassed.
Okay.
And the king says no more Canadians can call tonight.
Oh, easy. Just kidding. Easy now. All right.
Love to have everybody. All right. No shout outs because I don't know anything.
All right. Well, at least you're honest.
I am. Thanks, Brandon.
If your name's really Ed.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon.
Yes.
Jeff from Woodridge.
Hi, Jeff.
Getting away from my source here. So did anybody get Ricardo Montalban?
Where did I go with that?
Smiles, everyone, smiles.
Where did I put that one? Come on, I just started a whole new list. Okay, okay. Yes, Ricardo, say his last name again. Montalban.
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 Yes.
Yes.
and his sidekick, Hervé Villechaize.
Yes, Hervé Villechaize. Did you ever see? All right, here's one from the deep. Did you ever see the movie The Forbidden Zone?
The Forbidden Zone. No, I don't think I have. I probably have. I don't know. What
yeah, I doubt it. I doubt if you have. Hervé Villechaize was King Fausto. And it was.
Oh, wow.
The movie was done by Danny Elfman.
Oh, wow. He did the score or he directed it?
Danny Elfman did. He directed it. He did the score and the music was done by Oingo Boingo.
Great. Now I got some homework to do.
Yep. Yep. Look it up. You will be pleasantly surprised.
Awesome. Shout out to Don and Janet and also all the folks up in Bemidji cleaning up.
Right on. It's a mess.
All right. Take care now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Bye. Rutger Hauer played the part of villain Roy Batty in what 1982 cult classic? Who played the part of the Joker in the Batman film The Dark Knight, which was released months after his death? 218-326-1234. Still looking for this one. Who played the part of U.S. Army Ranger Morris Schaefer in the 1968 World War II action film Where Eagles Dare? And here's the other one left on that. What 2016 biographical war drama was about the World War II experiences of Desmond Doss, a medic who refused to carry or use firearms or weapons of any kind? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Nancy.
Drat, I'm one call too late.
Oh.
Ricardo Montalban is what I had.
Right.
So anyway, then I will just hope that my subjects all had a wonderful 4th of July, and shout out to everybody.
Fair enough. Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Chris calling from the Turtle Lounge on Turtle Lake.
All right.
And I have the answer, anybody's answered it yet, for Babyface. I believe it is Al Capone.
No, actually, I did get the name. According to my source, his real name is Lester Giles, but the answer I had was George Nelson. That was a name that he also went by. The real name of Babyface. Yep.
Ah, all right.
Fair enough.
Can I give a shout-out?
Surely.
Thank you. I'd like to give a shout-out to our fabulous neighbors, the Franks, here on Turtle Lake as well.
All righty. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I might have an answer to the Rutger Hauer question.
Okay.
Is it Blade Runner?
It is Blade Runner. Very good.
Oh, score! Yay! I've had a few wrong ones the last few times I've called in, so this feels good.
Fair enough. You deserve it.
Thank you. This is Brandy Jo Bachman from Northeast. And I would like to give a shout out to Annie Jo.
Okie dokie.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brandy Jo.
Bye.
Bye. Da, 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 da. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I think I have two answers.
Okie dokie.
One, the Desmond Doss movies at Hacksaw Ridge.
Hacksaw Ridge, you betcha.
Awesome. And then the other one from a Batman movie was that Heath Ledger.
Yep, Heath Ledger. Good enough.
Awesome. This is Chris from Scott's Speakeasy.
Scott's Speakeasy. All righty. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, bye. Bye-bye. Well, it's 7:30, and we receive support from the Clock Owl Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 7 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Saturday, noon to 8, Sunday from noon to 6. More info at clockowlbrewing.com. Coming up in a couple of weeks is the Green Cheese Picnic. Happens in Grand Rapids at the studio there at 260 Northeast 2nd Street on the banks of the Mississippi River, outside in the glorious confines of the backyard of the KAXE studio. If you haven't been, you have to come. Put it on your calendar, August 16th. The social hour starts at 5, and bring some jokes and bring some questions and answers. And the show is all about you. It's all about the participants, the Green Cheesers. It's a whole lot of fun. If you haven't been, make sure you try to come. It's a really good time. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're up.
Hi.
Listen to your phone, not the radio.
Yep. So I'm Matt Johnson calling from Goodrich Lake.
All right.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. I'd like to answer your YouTube question.
Yeah, what year?
The Joshua Tree release.
Yeah, what year?
1990.
Oh, that's not what I have.
As in not made it?
It says U2 releases their studio album, The Joshua Tree. Okay, that's one clue. And then the other clue was the Simpsons cartoon first appeared as a series of shorts on the Tracy Ullman show. So that should give you a little hint about the date.
Of the date.
Yeah.
Man.
Looking for the year.
The year. Okay. So not 1990, huh?
No.
So I'm going to say 1987.
Oh, hold on. That's a dinger. You got her.
Hey, all right.
You got her. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Goodrich Lake.
Oh, that's right. You said that, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
On the pontoon, catching fish with the kids.
Right on. Right on. That's good fun.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Have yourself a fantastic evening.
Talk to you later. You as well. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I don't know, Brandon, giving clues like that.
I gave the two clues to begin with to try to get to the answer.
That's true. You did. Anyway, no, all good. All good fun, yeah. So anyway, that was what I was going to answer. So, failing that, I'm going to endeavor to answer a movie question. I never do movie questions, but I'm going to do this one. Where Eagles Dare, that was Clint Eastwood.
Oh, very good.
Yes, I remember watching that. Clint Eastwood and Richard Burton was his co-star. I don't know many movies, but I know that one.
Well, you can publicly flog me at the
that's the all right. Yeah, you know, all good fun, Brandon. All good fun. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to seeing you then and everybody else there. Again, get your reservations in. Get your, the highways will be blocked in and out of Itasca County sometime that evening. So parachuting or sneaking down the river or up the river or something, because the millions of people coming in there, it's tough to get a place. So
most definitely.
Look forward to seeing everyone.
Right. Well put. Thanks, Simon.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Good night.
Bye-bye. Yeah, get your helicopter passes now. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Brandon.
Hello.
This is Bill calling from the Aston Home for Wayward Youth.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and isn't it interesting that I'm following up for Simon? he grabbed my answer. Let's see. The last time I called in was 2 weeks ago, and it was from Germany, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning with a stomach full of good German beer.
Oh, yes.
I will shout out, though, my seatmate on the way home on Tuesday was a woman from Cohasset who says she occasionally listens. So I hope she's listening now, and a shout out to her.
Awesome. Good job, Bill.
Okay. Thanks, Brandon.
Look forward to seeing you.
I'll be there.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we need some more questions, like pronto, he says. Okay, here's another. I'm going to give you a couple of clues, and you're going to tell me the year, okay? The Winter Olympics are held in St. Moritz, Switzerland. Mickey Mouse appears in the film Steamboat Willie, the first cartoon with sound featuring Mickey Mouse. Okay, what's the year? Let's see. In 1988, Eddie the Eagle Edwards became the first British skier to represent Great Britain in Olympic ski jumping since 1929. Who played the part of Bronson Peary, his trainer, in the 2016 film? here's another one. If you score... Oh, I'm sorry. The title of these questions is The Eagle Has Landed. Okay. So if you score an eagle on a par five in golf, what was your score for the hole? There's one more. What former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback holds the team record for most career passing yards with 32,873? 218-326-1234. What actor who was once purported to be dating Taylor Swift played the part of Loki Odinson in the Thor and Avengers films? 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Yes, this is Tom, one of the from Casa Grande, Arizona. Currently, we're up here at Big Pine Lake.
Awesome.
Minnesota.
I know it.
I called in to give you an answer on the Where Eagles Dare movie.
Okay.
Which was Clint Eastwood. But Simon got it on call in tonight. I'm not quite sure how that worked because it took me half an hour just about to get in one. So he must have a hotline or something.
Yeah, somehow.
I'm going to come to the picnic and meet this guy.
There you go. Good answer.
Anyway, and then we had the, we also had the Wrath of Khan, you know, with Ricardo Montalban. And a few others, too. So we've been hitting them, or we just haven't been able to get in. Shout out to Mark and Sandy in Burlington, Vermont.
Awesome.
And they're our teammates when we're in Arizona in the wintertime. So.
Fair enough.
We always look forward to playing.
Real good. Then thanks for calling, Tom.
You bet. Thanks.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jim from the sunny side of the lake.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty darn fine.
So I think you would have shot a three on a par five with an eagle.
I think you would be at a three, you betcha.
And we had the answer to the Heath Ledger one, but the guy that decided to answer two questions with one call stole it from us. Yeah. But anyway, sunny side of Butt Box coming at y'all. Shout out to Otto and Doe and the War Wagon.
Okie dokie. Good deal. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm in a quandary. You said the picnic was August 16th, I have August 9th.
Oh, did I say that wrong?
I hope so.
Where did I go with my notes here? What did we say? Because, August 9th, yes, I'm sorry. I put that wrong on my calendar.
Oh, that's good, because I was just going to panic, you know, because I got to be there.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yes, August 9th.
Okay. I thought I'd clear that up.
Yes, thank you very much for clearing that up, because I was somewhere else when I wrote that down.
All right, but we want you to be there too, you know.
Oh, yes, definitely I will be there.
Okay, thanks, Brandon.
All right, Nancy, bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm only human. Okay. What band released the 1976 studio album Fly Like an Eagle, which featured the songs Joker and Take the Money and Run? And about half of the world's 70,000 bald eagles live in which U.S. state? About half. said. So, hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, hello. Any answers for Mickey Mouse?
No, I haven't had any guesses.
All righty, 1928, Steamboat Willie.
1928, ding, ding, ding. You got it.
Woohoo!
Good
job. I'd like to put a shout out and thank you again for your great show. Phenomenal. Calling from Georgetown Lake. Beautiful. Lake George, excuse me.
Lake George. Okay. All right.
Park Rapids side.
Yeah.
Yep. So I'd like to put a shout out to the Ingolstadt Angels. I got friends in all over the region. So thank you again.
Sounds real good. Thanks for calling.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. This is the Wallersons from Big Sandy Lake.
All right.
Okay, so we think we have a guest for Steamboat Willie, 1927.
Oh, the caller just before you got it, it was 1928.
We've been on hold out here on the lake.
You're right. Are you at the sandbar?
No, we're on the pontoon. Oh. We're catching fish.
Oh, right on. Good job. Good answer.
Darn. All righty.
Well, try again.
Keep them coming.
I will.
Keep them coming. We'll call back.
Okie dokie. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, here's a couple more clues for the next year. Okay, United States President Harry S. Truman announces they have developed a hydrogen bomb. James Watson and Francis Crick of the University of Cambridge announced their discovery of the structure of the DNA molecule. What's the year? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Gavin from Big Sandy Lake up in Minnesota. The answer for the album, for who made the song "Fly Like an Eagle," that is the Steve Miller Band.
You are correct, sir. Exactly.
All right, let's go. I want to give a shout out to my mom and my dad who are listening in the front yard, along with my cousin Taylor. I want to give a shout out to Phil Anselmo from Pantera. He's probably not listening. But yeah, that's really great.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good day. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Bye.
On. You're good. Thanks, Gavin.
You're welcome.
Bye bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the Garage.
Right.
I just happened to be sitting in Mojo from the sauna, and it's hotter than hell in here right now. But the last couple answers that we had just got answered. The Steve Miller Band was the Fly Like the Eagle.
Yep.
And we had the YouTube album was 1987. But otherwise, good night, and we'll just keep on. Happy 4th of July weekend, and we'll just keep on drinking beer and listening to the Green Cheese.
Sounds real good, fellas.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye. Let's see here. All right. Here's a little twist for you. I'm going to give you the initials of hit singles by an artist. So, for instance, Alanis Morissette in 1996. The initials would be JLP. Okay. You tell me what it is. And the next one is Dexy's Midnight Runners in 1982. COE. Okay? Figure it out. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'd like to answer the question about, the answer is Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, I just got it a couple times, but yeah, you are right.
Of course you did. I walked away from my story.
Yeah. No worries. No worries. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Hay Lake, and this is the Hay Lake Hookers. It's Pam and Matt, Todd and Steph, Heath and Alyssa, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Scott and Cheryl in Farmington.
Sounds real good, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you much. Great show.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Granted, I got a few answers for you here. I think
And a couple of them are the initials for the songs or the artists.
Oh, just give me one then, because I only have a couple.
Okay, JLP, Jagged Little Pill.
Right on. Very good.
Okay, and then the other answer I think we have, because I'm such a Swiftie, was it Jake Gyllenhaal that Taylor was dating?
Where did I go with that one? No.
Okay, thank God I'm wrong on that, because I'd be scolded. let me do a shout-out to Uncle Ricky in Grand Marais and his crew having a good time, I hope. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Right on. Good job. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, you got the answer for the Eagles quarterback yet?
No. Where did I go with my Eagles questions?
Is that Donovan McNabb?
Yes. Yep.
Sweet sauce. Hey, this is Mama Hoy. I'm out at Burroughs Lake, Kent's Cove. Like to do a shout out to Mojo in the sauna.
Awesome. Good job.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
For the Eagles question, the football team?
Yep.
The passing yards, is it Donovan McNabb?
It is Donovan McNabb. The caller just before you got it as well, so you both...
Dang it.
I know it happens, but it's all right, dude. You got her.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Can we give a shout-out to everyone on Turtle Lake?
Right. Is that where you're calling from?
Yes.
Turtle Lake?
Yep. Britain's on Turtle Lake.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, has the Dexy's Midnight Runners question been answered?
No.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. You betcha. You guys got the idea. All right, where are you calling from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. All right, good deal. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, I'll throw a couple more out there. 2009 Black Eyed Peas, BBP. 2002 Nickelback, HYRM. Okay. All right. Let's see. What author created the great mythical eagles Thorondor, Gwahir, and Landreval, who played parts in several of his epic stories? 218-326-1234. Which actor was the distinctive voice of Darth Vader in the Star Wars films? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, hello, Watson and Crick. Any answers come in?
No.
Alrighty. The Helix, the DNA, excuse me, Helix, 1953.
Oh, 1953. You are correct.
Woohoo!
Good job.
That's a great chain. Peace and love.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Alex calling from Glendale State Park. The actor who played Darth Vader's voice was...
Yes?
James Earl Jones, and the actor who dated Taylor Swift was Loki. I mean, it was Tom Hiddleston. And I'd like to shout out to Tom and Steph from Toronto, and congratulations to Steph for beating the Big C.
All right, good job. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye bye. he snuck two of them in there on me. Let's see. In the 1971 film or movie, A Clockwork Orange, who played the character of Alex, who dressed in the now iconic attire of white coveralls, combat boots, and bowler hat? Who's the actor? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, you betcha. Where are you calling from?
This is the King, Ed from Cedar Island Lake. Shout out to Nancy and Omeland and all my loyal servants.
Right on. Good job.
James Earl, right, thanks.
Hey, it's August 9th, right?
What's that?
The picnic?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to abduct the drone, though.
Oh, right on. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, there might be a fight.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you there, Brandon.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right.
There's your premise. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the queen of Big Sandy Lake.
Okay.
Okay, so we have the answer for the Star Wars question.
Okay.
Is it James Earl Jones?
Yes, yes, yes. It's been answered a couple times, but you're correct.
Oh, a couple times? Darn it. But you got the queen on the line.
Oh, well, the queen of Big Sandy Lake, though.
Big Sandy Lake. Yeah, so I want to give a shout-out to the Wallersons that are fishing and just hammering the fish on the lake right now.
I believe it. Probably just right. They're jumping right in the boat, aren't they?
They're jumping in the boat. Yeah,
big. Big one.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Chris at the Sweaty Turtle Lounge in Marcel, Minnesota.
Okay.
And I'd like to answer the question about... It's James Earl Jones.
Yes, it's been answered four or five times, but yes, you are correct.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. No worries.
Can I give a quick shout-out?
Surely.
I'd like to shout-out again to our friends and neighbors, the Franks, here on Turtle Lake.
Okie dokie, then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I was going to try to answer one of the eagle questions about the state. Did you get that one yet?
Get back to my eagles here.
Most eagles or something to
okay,
do?
Okay, it said about half of the world's 70,000 bald eagles live in which U.S. state?
Well, it has to be Alaska, right?
It is. It's Alaska. You betcha.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's good. Now I can have a beer. The wife said I couldn't have a beer until I answered a question.
Until you got an answer, right?
Yeah.
Right on. Thanks, Bob.
All right, yep. Have a good night. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, hi. This is Denny and Patsy from Two Inlets.
Right.
And we would like to answer the question on a Clockwork Orange. Is white coveralls.
Yes.
That was Malcolm McDowell.
Yes, Malcolm McDowell. Yes, very good. One of my favorite movies, cultish movies.
That's good.
All right.
All right, we just like to shout out to Twice Baked on Potato Lake.
Sounds real good. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Night. All right, another year. Here we go. Here's the clues. A van bomb parked below the World Trade Center explodes, killing six and injuring over 1,000. Unforgiven wins Best Picture at the Academy Awards. What's the year? 218-326-1234. I still have a couple of the initials out there. 2009 Black Eyed Peas, BBP. 2002 Nickelback, HYRM. I'll throw one more out there. 2015 Sam Hunt, TYT. See if you can figure them out. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'd like to answer the question about the author creating the Eagle Thorndor.
Yes.
That's J.R.R. Tolkien, right?
You betcha. You betcha.
Nice.
Very good. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Horseshoe Lake, Minnesota.
Horseshoe
Lake. And I'd like to give a shout out to Scott and Sarah Newstock.
Okie dokie, then.
All right.
Sounds
Thank
real
you
good.
So much.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I have a few more on the Eagle ones, the Eagle questions. The first one I asked has not been answered yet, so I'll run that one through again. In 1988, Eddie the Eagle Edwards became the first British skier to represent Great Britain in Olympic ski jumping since 1929. Who played the part of Bronson Peary, his trainer, in the 2016 film? Okay, here's another one, new one. In the 2008 action movie Eagle Eye, what actor and country rock musician played the part of FBI agent Tom Morgan? Here's one more. What is the name of the stadium where the National Football League's Philadelphia Eagles play? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Stephen of the Creek. I've got the answer to Taylor Swift's boyfriend and Thor's brother. It is actor Tom Hiddleston.
Yep.
All right.
Right
Thanks
on.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Stephen.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Brandon?
Yes, it is.
Man, you are harder to reach than a basketball rim for a white guy. I've been trying for 20 minutes.
It happens that way.
Hey, I have no idea. So was that Eagles question about the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback answered yet or not?
Yes, it got answered.
So all this time was just wasted the entire night? My night's wasted now?
Yeah, well, you know, you were listening to Green Cheese.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'll try back later maybe with another question. That's the problem. So when you keep calling in, I can't listen, so I have no idea if the questions were even answered.
Oh,
right?
Are you listening online?
I'm listening online, yeah.
Oh, right. So that's tricky. God dang it. So you don't even get to listen when you're in queue, do you?
No, it's like some music from the 50s. It's a very pleasant tune. I mean, I'd almost rather listen to that than this. But that's, I mean, maybe I'll just call. Maybe I'll call back and you can maybe put me in hold just so I can get the music.
Where are you calling from? Maybe I can fix it for you.
I'm calling from Edina, but I'm not from Edina. I'm just house sitting. I got a couple of cats here, a gerbil, two dogs, a bottle of tequila,
and no
correct answers. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I mean, at least you've got your sanity.
Well, that's debatable.
All right.
I'll try again later, brother man.
I'll try harder to answer your call sooner.
Please do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Brian.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. This is Swamp Dog. I'd like to give an answer for the artist whose album you give initials for.
Yep.
I think the Nickelback one is How You Remind Me.
Yes, HYRM, How You Remind Me. Very good.
Yay! I'd like to give a shout-out, if I may.
Sure.
I would like to give a shout-out to Team Radish and the Glendalough Lazy River.
All righty, then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye. BTO Hotline.
Brandon, by God, Chase, how are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there by a thread.
Yeah? Well, I think we've reached an all-time low tonight. That dude, first you let that dude answer two questions about, well, I forget, one of them was James Earl Jones.
Yeah, he blurted him out, though.
Yeah, but I swear I could hear him typing the keyboard, Googling that thing while you're just waiting for him, and you wouldn't say nothing. So I got an answer for the Eddie the Eagle question.
Right on.
Yeah, I believe that was James Earl Jones that played him.
Yeah, you're close. You're close. Yeah. The guy had a British accent, though.
Well, James Earl Jones got. I'm sure he could pull it off.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably can.
One more. I'm going to answer one more. I know I'm getting greedy. The movie Unforgiven and the Timothy McVeigh bomb. I'm going to take a stab and say that was 92.
Oh, where's my ears? Not 92.
I know. All right. One more question. King Ed from Cedar Island Lake talked about a fight at the picnic.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering what is that all about? Because me and my boy Smitty we'll get in on that action if it's worthy.
Oh, it'll be worthy. Trust me.
Is it? Is it?